Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Did you deal with all kinds of fear, or what? Did you have a sense of God's grace, or both? What was going through your heart and mind at the time?
Susie, it's hard to explain how I felt during that time, because on one hand, I felt a tremendous amount of peace. That night when Lance and John told me my test result, I was incredibly calm, and it was all very surreal and weighty, but calm and peaceful. And it was like, okay, let's make a game plan and move forward. And that peace persisted throughout my illness, that I never felt consumed by fear, but I certainly did deal with fear and anxiety. And that peace didn't take away the fear and anxiety, but it was present in spite of those other feelings.
Wow, amazing.
And as I got sicker, I got more and more anxious about being alone. And the team taking care of me there in Liberia was being stretched so thin, trying to manage the Ebola treatment unit with ever-increasing and rapidly increasing number of patients, and the chaos that was developing around the country, and taking care of two of their own, as my friend Nancy and I both were diagnosed on the same day with Ebola. That was a really hard time, but I learned a lesson a long time ago that I've been processing for a decade now, or more than a decade. And that lesson was that God will give us everything we need to be faithful to Him.
Wow.
That in terms of maybe material things, or He'll give me what I need to accomplish the task that is set out before me. But when I was laying there in my bed in Liberia, facing what felt like a death sentence, I came to the realization that nothing can separate me from the love of God, not even death itself. And really, what do I need in order to be faithful to God more than that reassurance? I didn't need a promise of healing. I didn't need I didn't even have to be reunited with my family. I just had to know that no matter what, whether I lived or died, nothing could separate me from the love of God.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.